News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
There was a 10% drop in birth rates between 2021 and 2022, according to recent figures from the CSO. But is this drop in birth rates a worrying trend or a solution to overpopulation? We speak now to Dr. Paul Moreland, author of No One Left, While the World Needs More Children, and Gina Beach, an American writer who is child-free and based in Wales. Good morning to you. First of all, Paul, I'll come to you. You believe that this fall in birth rates is of deep concern and we should be doing something to address it. Is that right?
I do. I think there are really two strands to the argument. The first is that people say they want 2 to 3 children on average. And when they're not having those children, there are a lot of stories underneath that, but I think there are a lot of tragedies. And certainly speaking personally, having children has been the most satisfying and the greatest episode of my life. And I would say the same for grandchildren. Now I'm a grandparent. But the other thing is, if we put it in terms of hard old economics, when you have fewer and fewer children being born and people are living longer and longer, and it's great that people are living longer, you have to spend more on pensions, you have to spend more on healthcare, you need more workers in the care sector, and there's simply not the money and the people to do it. The whole economy gets skewed when you've got too many retirees and not enough workers because you haven't had enough children. And immigration and technology are not going to be the solutions for that.
OK, so you're saying basically, obviously, individually, you're saying it's a joy. But on a population base, we need a youth population to support our ageing population as well. Gina, I'll bring you in. What do you say to that? Is he right?
Well, I certainly agree that people should have as many children as they want. And the interesting thing about these statistics is that the birth rate decline is most prevalent in under 25s. We have seen teen birth rates plummet 68% lower than they were pre-2010. And we know that children who are born wanted or planned into stable homes are certainly better educated, have higher lifetime income opportunities. They're less likely to be on benefits. But for really young mothers, their children, if they themselves being children, they have less economic opportunity, and their children are more likely to be wards of the state, to have lower educational outcomes, and to be incarcerated. So I would say we should celebrate the fact that most of the children being born are now being born to people who are able to care for them.
And you know, particularly in the West, demographics have demographics have changed hugely in the West. Women are making different choices. We have access to good contraception. People are having children older, all of those things. But are you saying, though, that so you're not saying that we should look at sort of trying to drive down our birth rate or anything like that? You don't have an issue about that? Our birth rate, I think, is currently in this country 1.4, which is below, I think, the actual replacement rate that we need of about 1.5.
I'm very passionate that women should have the right to body autonomy and they should have exactly the number of children that they want to have. So if someone wants to have many children, then they should be empowered to do that if they have the resource and the desire. And if someone doesn't want to have children, they should not be compelled by their government to do so, because we have lots of other opportunities now, where previously women were seen as homemakers, as wives, as mothers, and that was a primary role. We now have lots of opportunities career-wise, education-wise, and some people are opting to delay motherhood. So millennials are having children. They're becoming parents at similar rates to previous generations, but they are choosing to delay parenthood, and
the rate is
previous generations.
The rate is dropping, Gina. The rate is dropping. I'm going to bring Paul back in. Paul, Gina was talking about bodily autonomy and that we shouldn't be, you know, certainly forcing or coercing people to have more children. Should we be encouraging them, though, do you think, in some other way? Maybe not stick, but carrot?
Well, nobody believes in the stick. Everybody believes in bodily autonomy for women. And I don't want any child to be born that isn't wanted and won't be loved by his or her parents. And I think the decline of teen pregnancies is a good thing. But what we need is an uptake of births in their 20s. We need people to want to do that, which they say they do. And then we need to provide them with the means to do it. The question is, if people say they want 2 to 3 children and they're only having about 1.4, what's stopping them? There are a whole range of things, from housing to childcare. But the most important thing, I think, is we need to have a culture where people celebrate parenthood. We need to have a culture where women are able to combine more easily using their full capacities in the workplace, where we need them and we must have them, with having children and families. I think that's a big pressure on men. I think men have got to step up in relationships and in child rearing, which I have to say, patting my own back, I've done myself both as a parent and a grandparent. We need a culture where people are encouraged to have children, to have them at a time which is biologically sensible, because A, as I said, that's what people say they want, and we know it makes people happy, and children are a wonderful thing, and B, because we are going to have economic, societal and eventually political collapse if we have societies that are getting older and older and having to put more and more pressure on the younger generations.
The last word to you, Gina. Do you agree that we should be incentivizing women, I will be women having the babies, in their 20s to start families so that they can hit that number of 2 or 3 if that's what benefits maybe them and society? Should we be incentivizing them with better supports? What do you think?
You know, we have not seen incentivization work in Europe, in Asia, in Oceania, in all of the places in which women are financially incentivized. So I would think it would take a huge amount of incentive. And I don't think it happens that way. I don't think women are thinking this as a financial transaction. There's a lot of sacrificed careers and a lot of unpaid labor. And so women who want to be mothers absolutely should. But women who don't want to be mothers should also be respected, and people who want to have fewer children, I think that's okay too. I think we can have a lot of creativity in the coming decades to see how our economy work as it ages.
Look, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Gina Beach there, American writer, and Dr. Poore Moreland, author of No One Left While the World Needs More Children. Love to know what you think. If children are necessary to support a population, if children are desirable in terms of many other ways, should we be doing something to encourage that? Should we be addressing that in some way? Or is that not the matter for government to get itself involved? And let us know what you think this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.